B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Yeah, I was just listening. You, the Waterman's there?
Yeah, Dave the Waterman's here. Can I have your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I work for the casino, so when I was driving around listening, I was like, oh, boy, is this the guy that caused all that destruction?
Well, he's very sorry about that.
Yeah, he's very. And you work for the casino, sir?
I do casino security and, you know, work for the Seminole Fire District.
Dave was with us a couple of Saturdays ago.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing issue here at the casino, and they don't know what they're going to do. And
are you serious? What do you mean they don't know what they're going to do? What happened?
Well, yeah, it's almost at the point where it's like a human resources issue just between, you know, you and us.
All right.
And it's a corporate thing. I mean, the guy, like, there's an unpaid bar tab that he never paid.
What?
You know, there was unsolicited contact with a female. One of the girls that works there, one of them was a minor. Grabbing her and stuff.
What are you?
Dave.
No.
You didn't say anything about that.
You didn't say anything about this.
Whoa. Dude, I'll take a lie detector test,
You're really starting to piss me off, Waterman.
Hold on a second.
Whoa, man. Come on, dude.
He doesn't remember.
No, I know that didn't happen, man. I know.
But you said you don't remember.
Is Dave there? Dave, do you remember being in the zigzag bar?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
So the zigzag girls that walk around and are dealing the cards and all that stuff, you remember talking to them? Because there's all video of this stuff. It's not like I'm just making
the I want to see it, man.
Everywhere.
I want to see it. I want to see this video then. I want proof. Because I know. I'll take a lie detector test, bro. I'll do whatever you got to do, man.
It's not possible then. He says he's got video.
That's fine, dude. That didn't happen, man.
If they've got you on video, you stoop.
It didn't.
You remember being at the bar and a girl came because she was getting more drinks on the tray, waiting to get the drinks, and you started talking to her? Do you remember that part?
I talked to a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but then were your hands roamed when she was waiting for the
drinks? No, dude!
Look, that's just one of them. That's just one of them that, you know, tampering with fireworks. Do you remember when we were out in the field with the fireworks? Do you remember what you were doing there?
Yeah, you remember that?
I was sitting in the chair! Sitting in a chair.
Public urination.
Remember going back to the pickup. Right in front of the fire district.
You're there
taking a leak.
No.
Oh, I can't believe this.
You don't remember yelling how you wanted to get a bottle rocket so you could stick it in your ass and shoot it. You don't remember that. Yelling that all
Are you kidding
oh
me,
God,
dude?
Believe this.
Oh, come on, man. Let me tell you something, bro.
Hey, man.
Come on, bro.
And you don't have an unpaid bar tab. Zigzag bar.
Yeah, fireballs. Fireball,
the
Dave.
Fireballs,
No. Come on, man.
Dave, let me ask you something. If we sit in the room and you watch the footage, then will you admit it? Or are you going to say somebody
else? Yeah, if you
else?
See yourself.
Hey, if I got to see it. And then I'm still going to take a lie detector test because I don't believe it.
But if you see it, Dave, he wouldn't be saying this if he didn't have proof.
Once it gets to human resources and corporate, they're at the point where do we want Stan and Haney's names on?
No, dude. You know what, bro? You know what?
No, I'm just saying that's what's going on now. Like the discussion.
This is insane, man. This is crazy. This is crazy.
What do you remember talking to the girl? What did you say? What happened?
Did you say anything? Did you do anything inappropriate?
If you say you didn't do it, we got to figure out what did happen.
I don't know what happened, bro.
What did
Because these are allegations that I did not do.
What did you say?
You don't remember hitting on any of the zigzag girls. You didn't talk to
them. I probably talked to them, but I'm not hitting on them.
You remember that one? What was her? Rachel. Remember her?
What? I can't say hello?
Do you remember anything like that happening?
No, man.
Steve, what do we got to do to make it right?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Dave, let me just ask you something. Do you remember the zigzag girl, Samantha?
No,
you don't?
No.
Okay, well, Samantha, you were talking to her about, and she when you told her you were on the radio and you wanted the characters on the show.
I knew you were going to do that!
Shut up.
And she said she was, you know, she wants to get in the radio. Her dad used to do it.
Really?
Years ago in Tampa, and you're like, hey, no problem, I'll get you in the station. You know what I mean?
What?
And you said something about, like, and you were like, don't worry, you know, just come in here, do a shift, I'll get you an overnight shift.
Why
are you doing
you
what
don't
are
remember
you
that
doing?
Saying, dude, you don't remember saying that
that
play the same song.
That doesn't surprise me because you do that all the time. Do you know
no,
who
I
am?
No,
you get
I
pictures
don't.
On your Facebook and Twitter of you
I
and
don't
your
have Facebook.
No, what? You just got Twitter and Periscope.
How do we make it right, Steve?
Yeah, what do I got to do?
You know, I'd tell them to come down at a place to pay the bar tab first.
How much is the bar tab, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it's around 150. No,
were you buying drinks for other people, Dave?
Oh, yeah, shots for everybody. And the girls that were coming by, you know, anyone that was at the bar. You know, he was hitting on some guy's girlfriend. He went to the bathroom, and he was on to her.
Man.
But the thing is, if I want him to come down to pay the bar tab. That might soften the blow a little, but I don't know if he's going to get arrested if he comes on the casino grounds.
I
can't guarantee that.
No, we'd have to have some sort of assurance.
Do
you want one of us to come? You know what? I'm not bailing you out. I was going to go down there and take care of it, but I'm not bailing you out of this one.
Didn't I tell you?
I told you.
This is not right, man.
It might be better if you guys, if Stan and Haney, if you guys could come with him. I mean,
if we go down there with them and there's an altercation or somebody starts shoving and all that stuff, we have a reputation down there.
You know what? Maybe this just, it's a matter of perception. Dave, help me out with what really went on.
What happened,
maybe,
Dave?
And don't be worried about it. You know, maybe it doesn't make you look great, but it's got to be better than this criminal
stuff. Hey, man,
stuff.
I know. Yeah, because these are allegations.
Did you find your ID?
With the Zigzag girls is they're used to, you know, everybody looking at them and saying, wow, you look really pretty. And, you know, little comments here and there. But he went way, way overboard with the stuff he was saying to them. Saying he can get a hotel room that night, bring them upstairs.
I was the only one that had a room there. What, were you going to use mine?
Oh, man.
That's low, man.
You know, she's trying to explain to you that there's cameras in the elevator. She can't just walk up there in her outfit in your room for 15, 20 minutes
Steve,
and then come back downstairs like nothing happened.
This is unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
It is not ridiculous. We suspended you for a week.
This makes no sense. This makes no sense.
You have no recollection of any of that. I certainly have seen you. I saw you out there doing stuff that both D-Train and I had to
shut you up. Is there anything we just need to get out there, Dave?
Huh?
Is there anything that we need to just get out there? I think if you're honest at this point, maybe it might help.
I have no clue.
Dave, you don't remember when you were talking to Samantha, she was saying she has a boyfriend.
No,
she's
flat,
but she has a boyfriend. You're like, don't worry, I know people.
Oh, Steve. There's
people. Who do you know, Waterman? Who do you know?
She just had a baby with her boyfriend.
What? Oh, my God!
And he's like, don't worry, I know people. Like, he's going to do something to him. So that's why she went and complained. She got really nervous. Then she was okay with the sexual harassment. You know, got a little overboard when she's saying, you know, he's going to go after, you know, the boyfriend who's the father of a kid, then that's when she had to file a complaint.
This is going to come back bad on us.
Yeah, it's good. Of course it is.
It'll be the last time we're ever invited out there.
We're dirt because of you.
Oh, man.
No, they definitely are. There are discussions. Because once it gets to human resources, really nothing anybody else can do.
Man.
And it's at that point.
Well,
where they want to do what they really want to be associated with a radio show like this, where they're going to bring characters from the show and they're going to act like this.
I don't blame them.
I'm just walking around, man.
And telling people you're with the show.
No, I'm not just walking around with a sign stand saying, hey, guess what?
How do you act with a $100 tab?
You were in a non-smoking area.
Yeah.
I saw that.
One of the security came over to him and told him, you got to go in a different area. And you said, look, I work on the Stan and Haney show. I can do what I want.
I can't believe you're doing that.
I work on the Stan and Haney show. I do what I want.
I do what I want. And if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to take a dump right here on the floor.
Do you know that D-Train and I were saying that he's probably going to do something disgusting like that?
We're going to see him getting dragged out.
I'm taking dumps, lighting bottle rockets up my ass.
Do you remember threatening to pee in my car?
On the way when he tried to take you home?
Throwing urine at your car?
No, when we got back into the Cape, we're at the corner of Del Prado and Pine Island. You made me flip a bitch to go to 7-Eleven because you said you were going to piss in my car.
Do you remember that?
No, but I'm sorry.
And I gave you the Mountain Dew, and you said, hey, this ain't water.
I don't know.
You don't remember any of this.
I don't remember that.
Just a bar tab alone walking out on that, not paying it.
No, that's a crime right there.
There's no way. There is no way.
Dave, I will loan you the money if you'll pay the bar tab.
I'll put it in the mail to you, Steve. Can I do that?
How can he put it in the mail?
Or can I?
Pay her phone with a credit card?
Now, this situation with this Samantha.
I have no clue, man.
Would you be willing to make a public apology to Samantha and her child and
absolutely,
her husband?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, you need to talk to Steve right now.
Yeah. Steve, how do I go about, because, whoa.
Yeah, you remember that picture?
Remember that?
I know we can, you could download the show later, right, on the website.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could get it to Samantha if you make a public apology on the
air. Do you think she'd be willing to her? Would she be willing to accept that?
She won't press charges.
So she'd be willing to accept that, Steve?
If it's sincere.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, no.
Go ahead.
Samantha, I want to make a sincere...
You don't even know who she is.
...apology. No, I don't. But you know what? I'm apologizing for something that I don't even know that I did. And I don't even know if I really did.
Take a look at that picture.
So what? That doesn't say nothing.
Dave,
that just says I'm tired.
Keep blaming it on... Dave, are you...
Hey, Steve, I'm sorry. I got this guy standing in my ear.
Dave, there was a few hundred people at the casino that saw you drunk. Everybody else was pretty much sober. Everybody knew what you were doing. So you can't just say, I don't even know if I did it. You did it. You don't even remember what
happened
that night.
Look.
So you got, if Samantha's going to hear this and you go, I'm not apologizing for something I don't even know I did, then she's not going to take it serious.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right.
Go.
Samantha, I am dearly sorry. I did not mean to make any comments that were derogatory to you. I did not mean to... make advancements towards you. I did not mean to say that I was going to take care of your boyfriend or whatever it was. I duly sincerely apologize, Samantha. From the bottom of my heart.
Apologize for any physical contact.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Don't you know how to apologize?
Stan, I am trying to think
say,
right now.
Samantha, I am sorry I cupped your breast.
Samantha, I'm sorry I cupped your breast.
And grabbed your ass.
You
apologize for trying to French kiss her.
I apologize for trying to French kiss you.
Mm. What about when you were going to take a dump on the casino floor?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I was going to...
Well, that was just a threat. He could have been joking.
All right. Hey, Jim, come on in the studio. We'll see you in a second.
Jim Florentine, everybody.
And of course, Jim Florentine.
What?
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. And I love him. Jim Florentine's the best.
One of the greats. Especially when it comes to prank calls.
Yeah.
That's like having Dan Marino come and play a game of flag football with you and the boys.
I'll explain something about that deal right there. Everything that Jim Florentine was saying, obviously exaggerated, but that night Dave made a complete ass of himself, and Dave truly didn't know whether or not he did any of that.
That was the night of Fireball Dave.
Yep, where it was couldn't control him. And so Florentine was doing a show in town. So you want to go in the other room, call in, and hear from the casino?
Florentine, he is so effing funny and so smart.
Yep. I saw something yesterday that my girlfriend's very distraught over it. I mean, I don't know if this is...
Oh, you've got a distraught girlfriend?
Yeah, she was very upset.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
She's getting...
Something I said?
No.
Thank God.
No, she loves you. She's getting stuff ready for the wedding out in Vegas. And so part of the wedding preparations, I won't tell you all of them.
Well, I would sit here and listen politely, but I wouldn't retain it.
Right. But preparations, you know, for the guests that come out, you give them like little wedding favors, things that commemorate the wedding, and she's getting them all. You know, with the little monograms on them and all that stuff. That's part of the whole...
That's not necessary.
It's part of the whole deal.
That is completely unnecessary.
So, she ordered something which was really cool. And people that will be coming to the wedding, invitees only. We're already at limit.
Have you registered at the golf store?
I have. Anybody want to know where to find me, email me and I'll give you it's but I have our wedding registry at the golf store.
Okay. I haven't looked at it yet.
But,
you got to remind me.
Yeah, but and I'm wondering if this has ever happened to anybody else. So this was last week.
Most of the time when it comes to Stan, the answer is no.
This was last week, 2 weeks ago. She started ordering this stuff. She says, well, what do you think about this for the guests as a little keepsake? And what do you think of this? And I'm like,
what guests? There's nobody allowed.
There is. There's going to be a certain number, and it's been cut off already.
I know you've been telling a lot of people. Sorry.
Yeah, I have.
Very limited.
Yep. You know what? This ain't a big party. The party's afterwards.
I won't tell you, but I haven't sold it, but I have entertained some offers for my invite.
I know you have.
You know what?
Oh, and
you could make some money.
And I got one today too, for you. But that's later.
Oh no!
That's later
on.
Oh
no!
It's later on.
No!
Don't worry about it.
It was so much better when it was like 6 months ago, and all that had to be done. Well, congratulations! Isn't that wonderful? And we're done. Now we're getting to things happening.
Well, here's the deal. So she's ordering this stuff about 2 weeks ago.
You're not getting cold feet, are you?
Not me.
Not you.
Not me, personally. So, you know, monogram stuff, the date and our names and all this stuff. And she ordered one really cool one.
Is my name on it?
I can't say anything.
Because, you know, normally we have a deal where if my name's not above the line, it would be Stan and his lovely bride featuring Mark Haney.
Yeah.
That's the way we've done it in the past.
Yeah, I think I can arrange that.
All right.
Right. If I was in charge of that, no problem. So she orders the stuff, and it's coming in separate orders.
Oh, yeah. And, well, you know, we can talk about this all we want, but let's not forget whose day it is.
Right. It's not mine.
Got nothing to do with
you. Nothing. So, everything has come in, and she's waiting for one final thing. Delivery guy comes to the door, UPS, I don't know what it was. Knock on the door, package outside the door. This was the last thing she was waiting for. It's like, you know, is this the last? Yeah, this is the last. She picks it up. She said, for what this is supposed to be, it's kind of light. And so she opens the box, takes out all the paper and stuff. There's a receipt that says what's in the box.
Mm-hmm.
This completes your order. So she takes out, this completes what's in the box. Nothing in it. From the company. Box, shipping all done on it. Full freight, stuffing paper, receipt, nothing in the box.
Uh-uh.
I could say this. There were supposed to be 20 items in the box.
And this completes your order.
And this completes your order. And so she went online. She said, well, let me look at my receipt online. Your order has been completed. Delivery made. And there was nothing in the box. Stuffing paper, receipt. Oh, and a coupon for maybe if you want to do something in the future. Absolutely nothing in the box.
Oh, no.
So she, I guess.
This completes your order.
Yeah, so I guess she contacted the company. And the company, you can't call them. There was no number to call them. You can email them.
I cannot imagine what you went through last night, Stan. I can't imagine
it. Email them, and they'll reply to you.
What's in the box?
Yeah. They'll reply to you in 3 to 4 days.
Business days.
An empty box, and I mean they paid full shipping for something that has a little bit of weight to it. Well, she paid it, you know, shipping, you got to pay shipping. So she paid that. They had the stamp on the box, you know, the computer stamp.
This completes your order. Here's an empty box.
She's holding the receipt. Had the wrapping paper, the stuffing paper. I said, did anybody mess with it? Could they have it completely sealed?
Did it say that there were other boxes?
No. This completes your order. Empty.
Well, think about it.
I've never seen anything
if
like
you've got
it.
Somebody,
an empty box from a known manufacturer.
If you've got somebody, not to say we know any employees that we've ever dealt with like this, but let's say it's a Friday afternoon, And, you know, the person doing the shipping has plans.
Yeah.
And just says, man, this would take me all day. I got somebody waiting for me. I'll just throw this in the effing box.
Yes,
and send
that's
it
what
out.
I think.
And they'll figure it out later.
Because nobody would want to steal them. It's got our name on them. What would they want with them?
Well, it's
so
what,
they just
it's
don't
what,
even bother putting it in the box and ship it.
I think it was done on purpose because that's what you always say. That it's, but what is it about asking forgiveness?
Oh, it's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission. It's the truth. So we'll see what happens, but
I think that's all it was.
I think
somebody
so.
Didn't feel like yep. messing with it, and as long as a box is sent out, no questions
all,
asked.
All factory sealed.
Yeah,
nothing in
they
it.
Still get their bonus or whatever, whatever's motivating them, because the box went out, they still get it.
Yeah,
and
yep.
so now they go, oh, I don't yep. know what yep. I was thinking.
Yep. Met my goal.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
geez, that could have been a little slip up.
Yep. Yeah, crushed his nut for the month on that one.
We'll be back.
Life gives you lemons. Crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll take care of the grab bag here for you in just a second. Coming up in about 1 hour... Are You Smarter Than Haney? Garen will join us and up for grabs today. Get yourself qualified for the Rolling Stones concert. We'll get you a DVD, Bridges to Bremen, brand new live DVD with the Rolling Stones. That gets you in the running for a pair of tickets to go see the Stones August 31st, Hard Rock Stadium, Miami. That'll be in about 1 hour from now.
You know, I was just watching the 2030 Super Bowl.
What?
And it ended on a very controversial penalty. It was the Colts versus the Cardinals for all the marbles.
In the 2030 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Where did you see this?
On my phone.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And there was a controversial penalty.
Yeah.
Because a player was accused of touching another player.
Okay.
Claims.
Yep.
And they're looking
yep.
at the replay. Yep. Could it have been accidental? Yeah. Could he have just brushed up against him?
Yeah.
But no, there was clearly some sort of personal contact
yep.
there. And at the very least, he was going to get at least a 5-yard penalty for yep. invading that player's personal space.
Yeah. It's coming to that. You predicted it a decade ago.
Unrecognizable.
Yep. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in Naples.
Boy, that Manning kid on the Colts is something, though.
Isn't he, though?
Yep.
Another generation.
It's Cooper's son.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of young kids aren't clicking with Sleepy Joe Biden on the campaign trail.
You don't say.
Thank God there's this.
Hey, fellas, if you really want to razz someone's berries, don't be a fuddy-duddy. Enroll now in the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
Give me a break!
Where you'll be the bee's knees by spitting out a bunch of gobbledygook.
That's a bunch of malarkey!
You'll learn to bust someone's chops when they slap your cap. At the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo, you'll be the cat's meow.
My lord.
So move your getaway sticks, make tracks, and blow your wig. And before you know it, folks will think you're cute as a bug's ear, gosh darn it. The Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Sign up now and graduate in 2020.
I just saw a clip of him taking selfies with old ladies. And I just keep thinking of what's his name playing Joe Biden from Saturday Night Live,
Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis, because there's Biden with these old ladies getting the camera phone and he's talking to them and then getting ready to throws that fake smile.
We have loved good guy Joe Biden for years, and that doesn't mean we think he should be president.
No.
Quite on the contrary, the reason we admire him is because he's such an unabashed BS artist.
Yep. I don't mind him. I don't mind him. I don't want him to be president.
No, I enjoy watching him because it is the biggest bunch of malarkey. Did you watch last night?
I did watch last night. It was spectacular.
Now, you probably watched on television and not the internet.
Yes.
Did television show the prayer?
While he was up there?
No, before he came on.
No, I saw when the vice president was talking, then his lovely wife, our first lady, and then him. And so
the prayer blew me away. I'll see how long it is while you're doing the grab bag.
I mean, there's 20,000 people there.
It was amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
Cops in Alabama. This is all true. I saw the video. Cops in Alabama raided a couple of drug dealers. Found drugs, body, ammunition.
Another day at the office.
Squirrel.
That's illegal.
They'd been
That's illegal, you know. It's against the law.
They'd been keeping it as a pet. Apparently, they had been feeding the squirrel meth to make it aggressive.
Jesus. That is a nightmare, isn't it? Rodents on meth.
Yep. Look at him. There's a little fella.
He's very animated.
I'm dodging a crazy squirrel right now. So. It's so out of the ordinary. You know, it's kind of incredulous when you first see it. You know, you're like, somebody's got a squirrel, supposedly that's an attack squirrel, and supposedly he's feeding it meth to keep aggressive. That's something in 18 years of law enforcement I've never seen. It's highly unusual.
Wow.
Bouncing around in his cage. Oh, man. All right. One person is to blame for this, but we've talked about it. Bugs. Bugs can jump, whether bed bugs, they can jump on anything. One person has them, y'all got them. There was an infestation of ants on a United flight from Italy to New Jersey on Monday. They came out of someone's carry-on bag in the overhead bin. They got everywhere, these ants, in the plane. They got on people's seats, the windows, pillows, luggage. The plane literally had to be taken out of service when it landed so that they could go and degauss the plane because it was full of ants.
On the plane from Venice to New York, when a large, fat ant walks over my pillow, that's odd. One passenger tweeted from United 169 in midair. A woman tweeted, ants, 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 spilling out, running in every which direction.
I did see a lot of tech support or like whatever flight control grounds crew people working in the first class cabins.
That's kind of gross.
It really bothers me that they didn't announce it.
I hate bugs.
Yeah.
But you know what? They're just machines to keep the planet clean.
I understand that, but I don't need them in my plane seat.
But they have jobs. If they all disappeared, we'd die.
Yeah, I know.
Just keep them away from us. Just like sharks and alligators, you get too many of these bleeding hearts that anthropomorphize these things and go, oh, look at them. They're majestic creatures. Yeah, well, they should be out in the swamp, not in your backyard. And you know what, sharks? You stay a good 50 yards offshore, you'll never have a problem.
Yep, so we can enjoy sunbathing.
Until Stan goes out for you.
You ever hear of this guy, Rod Ferguson?
Pitcher for the Orioles?
Good guess.
Cy Young, 1979.
He is the guy who worked at Epic Games and created Fortnite.
No, I've never heard of him. I bet he's got some money.
He tried to kill Fortnite back in 2011. His name is Rod Ferguson. He wanted to scrap it because of the difficulty making the game. Which seems legitimate.
I'm surprised it's so derivative.
He actually had to take 6 years off. He had been working on it, on Fortnite, for more than 6 years before the game was ready to launch. and he wanted to scrap it. He just wanted to say, screw it, I'm not putting this game out. It's too much work.
If I had seen it Epic, I would have canceled Fortnite. Like,
would you really?
Oh, absolutely. I already, before I left, I tried to cancel Fortnite. Like, so, you know, that's a project that just has some challenges.
Sure.
And as a director of production at the time, like, that game would not have passed my bar for something we should continue to keep going. Mm-hmm. And so anytime people look at me and go like, oh, don't you feel bad? I'm like, no, you should feel really good because that game you love and that's a worldwide sensation would not exist had I stayed at Epic.
You know, I don't understand the legalities with video games because for the longest time, there was a game called Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. And it was the first one where it was designed to be like a battle royal, King of the Mountain type thing, where they drop 20 players onto an island. They'd have to go find weapons, and whoever was the last man standing was the winner.
That sounds good.
Simple enough concept, right?
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, his game goes out in demo form because he's like, I'm not finished with it, but this is playable. And as he's doing that, everybody from Fortnite to Call of Duty, everybody starts imitating his game and calling it theirs. That's what Fortnite is. They stole what this guy had come up with.
I didn't know. I don't understand any of that. I understand this. This guy needs to be arrested, and he was. Dateline Nebraska. Local Arby's in Nebraska. Guy walks in.
Police say they arrested a man on Saturday for exposing himself in public. Officers responded to the 2900 block of North 57th Street after multiple reports of a man walking in the street with his genitals exposed. 38-year-old David Hefner was reportedly walking towards an Arby's while masturbating. LPD say that they found Hefner inside the Arby's and arrested him for public indecency.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. Look, and I've said this before. We're talking to at least a few people out there who can probably realize the same thing. Never, never in my life have I ever thought, take my clothes off, expose myself in public, in a public place
no,
like that.
No, the only way that's happened is when you were tricked into doing it.
Look, that was at a private residence.
Well, there were a lot of people around with cameras.
Yeah. I paid a lot of money to get those.
And you paid a heavy price in many ways.
There's the guy. Look at him.
What do they think's going to happen?
What are they just going to go and serve you and get you a big beef Arby's or whatever they call them?
You know, does somebody have to explain to that man why we don't do that?
You don't care. Golfing legend Phil Mickelson is doing a podcast now. And he had memories of the 2006 Memorial Tournament. That's Jack Nicklaus's tournament, the Memorial. Said he was in the middle of a round, heading up to the sixth hole at the Memorial in 2006 when he noticed greens people putting in a new hole in the middle of a tournament, you know, cutting a new hole into the green.
That's frowned upon, isn't it?
Yeah. He explained why.
My first story took place during the Memorial Tournament back in 2006 or so. Our second round was interrupted by weather and darkness, and we had to reconvene the next morning at around 7 in the morning. I'm on the sixth hole, and the tour official is cutting a new hole, but we haven't finished our round yet. We have to play to the same hole location. So I raise my hand and say, hey, we're not done. And the rules official raises his hand, acknowledges that he heard me, but continues to cut a new hole. So I walk further up and I say, hey, we're not done. And again, he puts his hand up to acknowledge he hears me, but continues to cut a new hole. So finally, I walk right up close to the edge green, just on the other side of a lake, and I said, we're not done. he stands up in disgust and puts his hands on his hips and says, "Someone took a dump in the cup." Very well, then, carry on.
At the memorial. That's Jack's tournament.
Well, things need to be done sometimes,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Short girl. Haney, if you don't want alligators in your backyard, then don't move to the swamp. And sharks need to hunt anywhere they damn well please, including where people like to swim.
You know what? I like her so much, but she pisses me off to no end. They got a whole friggin' ocean.
Lot of room out there.
Yep.
Lot of room.
And you know what? We've got a lot of coastline here that we can't even access.
Yep.
They can go there.
Yep.
All I ask from the sharks is that they not hurt and kill people. Is that too much to ask?
Or we'll kill them.
And I'm sorry, but we all live in a swamp.
Yeah.
I found the video, and I think you will be as shocked as I am at the content. The video is too long to play.
Right.
But I found the relevant terms. So you saw Trump.
Yeah.
You can picture in your mind that crowd.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was
20,000.
This Pastor Paula White, who also said the prayer at his inauguration.
Right.
My jaw dropped to the floor in a good way that this was being done when you've got cameras all around and all these people. She started out the prayer pretty normally, and then she kind of looked up and she goes, I need you to go with me here. And here's what she said during her prayer.
Right.
Let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose, against the calling of President Trump, let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus. I declare President Trump will overcome every strategy from hell and every strategy from the enemy. I secure his calling, I secure his purpose, I secure his family, and we secure victory in the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ.
I love that.
And
there she is right there.
And they raised the roof.
Oh, I bet you they did. Yeah, let me tell you something. 48 hours trying to get into that place. You know that everybody was on the same page there.
And you got 20,000 people in prayer.
Yep. That's power. Paul Schaefer, been on this show. Letterman's musical director for a lot of years.
Yeah, we've had Paul and several members of his band on the show.
He was on the season finale of this Dan Rather thing on Axis TV.
Is that the show he used to do for us, Rather Not?
No, this one's called The Big Interview.
Oh.
Paul Schaefer, a couple of cuts from Paul. One, he explained...
Is Dan Rather still working?
Yeah, on Axis TV. He has a cool interview show.
What is Axis TV?
I don't know. I don't think we have it. See, there he is. You just missed him. He sits down at a table and interviews like rock stars, and they all will agree to it because he's Dan Rather. So Paul sits down with him, one of two cuts. Here, Paul explains the worst thing that happened in his career.
The worst thing that ever happened to me in show business, a scheduling conflict. I was working on Gilda Radner's one-woman show on Broadway, which I appeared in, and Belushi said, "Don't do it because we're going to start our movie." And I said, "I have to do it. John, I'm sorry. I have to stay with Gilda." I was replaced like that. So I was devastated, and Belushi, I don't know, there was no Twitter or anything at that time, but somehow a statement was released among our SNL crowd. Schaefer is out. He's not a Blues Brother. He will never be a Blues, and it was just devastating.
Because if you remember the Blues Brothers album, Briefcase Full of Blues,
he's all over it.
Not in the movie. He's not in the movie.
So what, there were going to be three Blues Brothers?
No, they were just going to go and include him in the Blues Brothers band. Belushi said, "Come on, we're going to do this." And Paul said, I got to work on Gilda's show, can't do it. And he said, like that, I was replaced.
Well,
got to do
it. You can't turn your back on Gilda.
No.
Good for him.
Here's Paul Schaefer talking about turning down David Letterman's offer to work with him the first time, The Morning Show.
Which was brilliant.
Yep. Here's Paul Schaefer with Dan Rather.
When he was getting his morning show, it was right after SNL came off the air. I was exhausted from SNL, and everybody was taking time off. I said, I don't think I can get it. Dave likes to kid me. You couldn't get up that early, right? Mm-hmm. That's the reason.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I heard from them again, now he's going to go on after Johnny Carson. And I said, oh, my God. First of all, he's great. Secondly, even later than Johnny Carson. Later, to me, that's where you want to be, you know. So I said, I'd love to come in and meet him. It was come in and have a meeting with him. See if you hit it off, which we did right away.
Haney and I, a lot of people don't realize that. He had a morning show, and it was only on for a very... Is that from The Morning Show? Yeah. He had a morning show done a lot like late night, except it was like early in the morning.
You know how sharp my dad is? After the first episode of that show, my dad says... You need to watch this.
Haney, it was on in the summertime, and I was on, obviously, summer break from high school. I loved that show, and I remember when it was taken off that I was so sad because I thought at the time, here's a guy doing a talk show in the morning, and he's irreverent, and almost like he didn't give a damn. And... It was on in the summer, and they took it off. And I'm going, oh, man, that was one of my favorite things. In those days, you couldn't tape it. You had to be able to watch it.
Yeah, and I did.
Oh, here's one more for you.
1980.
Yep. Andrew Dice Clay claiming he brought Guns N' Roses back together.
Great.
The Dice Man cometh.
So I get to Australia, and there's a guy that I think looks like Slash. And I say to the guy, he's sitting down, I go, you mind if I have a cigarette? And he looks, and he goes, Dice! I go, what are you doing here? And he goes, well, I'm here to play the national anthem for their football game. I go, what kind of argument did you guys have decades ago that you can't put this back together? You peaked rock and roll. And you had a fight? And as far as Axel, I go, I'll take care of him in Vegas. He was performing at the Hard Rock, and so was I. He's going, so what'd you think of the show? I go, well, you're playing for 3,000 people. I could do that. You need to put this back together.
And he took credit for it.
I wasn't even aware that that happened.
Shark Girl. In response to you, this is why I'm going to live in a tent down by the river. And why do they put deer crossings in such high traffic areas?
But you see,
I'll
Shark,
save you a spot, Haney.
Yeah. But you see, Shark Girl, I want to live in a tent by the river, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to take a break. Oh, when I come back, we were talking about beautiful Lehigh Acres. Just minutes, seconds from the beach. I didn't find Eric Estrada.
You talking about swampland in Florida?
Yeah. I didn't find Eric Estrada. We're going to go back farther than that. I found something from the late 50s, a pitch.
Oh, God.
For all of you retirees and young people to think about Lehigh Acres and what a great deal you can get. This was... Late 50s, and they were selling lots in Lehigh Acres where you could build your own home because you're close to everything in Lehigh. We'll play it when we come back. Stan and Haney.
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting spear. That's it? Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 20 minutes or so, we'll play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Chance to get qualified for the Rolling Stone show in Miami on August 31st. We'll get you a DVD of the Rolling Stones' new live performance, Bridges to Bremen.
You know how good the president did last night?
How good did he do last night?
It occurred to me as I was watching him, especially towards the end.
Yeah.
When he made his closing arguments. And if this is the way the campaign's going to be, he should win by a landslide and both houses. Because he made his arguments well. Very simple, but made them well.
Yeah.
And what he left you with was a binary choice. Do you love America?
Yeah.
Do you want to do well? Do you want to see everybody do well? Or do you want to see the country destroyed? That's what you're voting for.
His base, a lot of them, as they used to call them, the silent majority, will be in 100%. But the people that aren't, you can say anything to them, and it's not going to change them. What happened the last time is going to happen this time. The people that are afraid to wear the hats, the shirts,
mm-hmm.
The reporters that come up to them with a bunch of other people and they just choose not to answer. That's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, after all of these years, and just going to continue, of, let's say, people who really don't have a dog in the fight and don't really care. They're just trying to live their lives. They're hearing one side of the equation screaming, the house is on fire, everything's wrong. And they're looking at their paycheck and going, okay, I have a paycheck. I'm better off than I was. What are they talking about? Oh, Russia. What happened with that? Oh, nothing?
You know, I'll tell you something, and how quickly people forget, and then I got to take this caller, and then I'll play the Lehigh Acres thing.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Haney and I, doing this show in 2009, 2010, we used to do a segment once a week opening up the phone lines so that you can give your resume on the air so that you can find some work.
Mm-hmm.
Because our listeners were out of work.
Yep.
They were leaving the state.
And we're talking about, we got a couple of people jobs, and these people that were out of work were not just, oh, yeah, I do this and that. No, these were people that had a career and had the rug pulled out from under them.
Yep. So don't forget that. We did that for like over a year, opening up the phone so that people can get on a 100,000-watt stick and be able to go and tell them what they needed, that they need a job, and here's what I can do. This guy has been on the phone for an hour. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is John.
John, you've been holding for a long time. Is there something you want to tell us? What?
Yeah, I remember I heard you guys talking about the Fortnite thing and Players Unknown Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
I have some info on that, actually.
What do you know?
So I'm pretty big in the video game community.
Are you bigger than me?
I mean, what do you play? Are you a console, PC?
Yeah, I play both consoles. I don't play PC because I think keyboard and mouse is cheating.
Thank you. But yeah, I play a lot of Xbox. But so with the deal with Fortnite and PUBG and all that, so H1Z1 was the first battle royale to come out, and they came out January 15th, 2015. So Players Unknown came out like 2 years after that. And thinking like 2017.
We're getting into way too much detail. So you're saying even PUBG was ripping off somebody else. I want to see whoever came up with the Battle Royale get paid.
Yeah, and I think that was H1Z1. They were like the first Battle Royale ever. And now PUBG's like trying to sue Fortnite saying they're the first one. But H1Z1 saying, oh, no, don't. Even say that.
Do you play Destiny?
I love Destiny. I played Destiny and Destiny 2.
And you're good?
I'd like to say I'm average.
Okay. Send me your gamer tag, and if you're that good, you can carry me through some stuff. I still don't have Thorn because I can't beat that one strike.
What's your gamer tag?
Haney961.
Haney961.
There you go.
Alrighty.
Man. All right, man. Should be at work.
What?
Nothing.
Hey, come on, nothing. Man. I can have a couple of minutes here and
he
there.
Should, he should be at work.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
What were you saying?
What?
Oh, Lehigh Acres.
Oh!
But you were going to say something else first. I think you did, though, because it was about the jobs.
Yeah.
And then that guy had been on the phone for an hour.
Just sitting there. Should be at work.
Well, he's very patient.
Yeah, he is. Nothing to do.
Hey, if he can carry me through that strike. You know what? Your daughter tried to help me with
couldn't
that.
Do
I
it.
Could. No, we couldn't. Because we had the third person that was worthless.
So yesterday we were talking about, Haney and I can remember, first of all, and I'm sorry to say this, but we live in a community, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Bonita Springs, Naples, Lehigh Acres.
And oh, now everybody on Marco is booing you.
Marco.
Port Charlotte feels needy.
LaBelle.
Yep.
We're thinking of you, Hendry County. but people hear us.
What about Golden Gate? We live in Golden Gate. We love
gotcha.
It here.
We got gotcha. You. A quick zingaroo to you. Well,
hey, what about Murdoch?
So, Haney and I were remembering.
Oh, you're too good for Punta Gorda?
You go out to Lehigh Acres, and you're going to effing get lost.
Yes.
And Haney and I have done events out there.
We didn't forget you, Felda, and Immokalee.
There's good people out in Lehigh Acres. It's just an area where we were told by residents.
Well, I think it goes zone by zone, and who controls which zone.
So we were joking around yesterday how Eric Estrada from Chips did a big pitch about 15 years ago to move to Lehigh Acres.
Yeah, and it's not that there's anything wrong with Lehigh, but the way they marketed it, you would think that you were buying something in Naples on the Gulf.
Well, when the fill dirt was going into Lehigh Acres along with the bodies and stuff, they did a pitch back in the late 50s to move to Lehigh Acres. Now, I can only imagine what Lehigh Acres looked back then.
I can imagine it easily because I've gone out on a nice swamp walk in the
yes.
Everglades.
This is an actual pitch from the late 50s to move to Lehigh Acres. And listen to the deal they had for you, say, circa 1958-59.
The new land development of Lehigh Acres in Florida, the retirement paradise of the nation that offers activities as diverse as hunting, fishing, golfing, boating, all within just 35 miles. Now is the right time to plan for those future retirement years, when our children are grown, when we are no longer able to put in a strenuous day's work, when winter months aggravate all those ills caused by cold, damp climates. Well, how would you like to spend those retirement years in the healthful year-round paradise of sunny Florida?
Healthful paradise.
How would you like to retire like a millionaire with an illegally drive of the picturesque Floridian shores of the Gulf of Mexico? Raise juicy Florida oranges, grapefruit, and those gracious palm trees right in your own backyard. What? How would you like to fish, bathe, hunt, and sail in the land of sunny enchantment? And
enchantment.
Golf on the sportiest courses in Florida,
sportiest.
All within a short drive of your property. Well, whether your income is $3,500 or $9,500 a year, this future can be yours. And, more important, you can afford it. Listen, for just $10 down, yes, I said $10 down and $10 a month, you can own a home site of your own that measures a full 104 by 104 feet, an excellent, high, dry tract in a retirement dreamland, Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Dreamland.
Yes, now the Lee County Land and Title Company is making it possible for you to own an attractive home site being improved and developed according to plan. Yes, prepare to use and enjoy all the planned facilities of Lehigh Acres for a total cost of only $495 on terms of only $10 down and $10 a month. And listen, that is the full price. There are no extras, no interest, no closing charges, no taxes until your entire property is fully paid for. Even then, the taxes will be less than $5 a year. Every single home site will front on a wide graded street.
Suckers.
And desirable homes may be built for as little as $6,500. That's because in Florida, you need no basement, no elaborate heating system.
Oh.
Imagine a home of your own within a short drive of the bustling Fort Myers downtown shopping area.
Oh, bustling.
With churches, schools, and everything necessary to a better way of life. A three-hour drive to enchanting Miami Beach.
A couple of hours
from the fascinating Everglades. And just 2 hours from the world-famous water skiing exhibitions at enchanting Cypress Gardens. Within a leisurely drive of the fishing paradise of the world, the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, a small investment now can mean all this to you and more. Because Lehigh Acres will provide its own lovely lake and recreation center.
What?
With tennis courts, golf courses, boathouses, shopping centers, and all the other luxuries of Florida living in and around nearby Fort Myers.
Nearby.
Yes, you'll be able to live like a king on a retirement budget. But most important, whether you plan to retire on a civil service or a corporation retirement plan or on a limited savings with
neither.
A part-time job,
Lehigh
Acres offers you the
health,
happiness, and peace of mind you've dreamed of. Now, if you're interested, we'd like to send you this colorful folder with full information absolutely free, with no obligation whatsoever. It shows the location of Lehigh Acres. It contains pictures and complete details about the entertainment facilities available in surrounding areas and in nearby Fort Myers.
Nearby.
It gives the details of part-time and full-time employment. There are full particulars on schools and hospitals in nearby Fort Myers, training grounds of the Pittsburgh Pirates, plus information on other recreational and cultural facilities and living costs. And it contains complete information on the $10 down and $10 per month payment plan. This informative folder will be sent absolutely free without obligation. So act now while this property is still available. Here's your announcer who will tell you how to send for your colorful folder.
Hi, Stan here. Hi, Stan here. Don't do it. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll regret it. You'll regret it.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah. But it's not.
No.
We'll be back.
No, nothing is.
No. Stan and Haney.
We live in enchantment. What?
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Yeah, you get it all right here. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. You're about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock floor for your emails. Lovely Karen has joined us in studio.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Karen.
Hi,
Smarter Than Haney, another edition, and up for grabs today to get qualified for the Rolling Stone show Saturday, August 31st at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. If you defeat Haney, you will get a brand new copy of the Rolling Stones Live in Bremen DVD, and that gets you into the running for Rolling Stones tickets at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Karen is your lifeline.
Yes.
If there's a category that you don't want to answer or you're having a little difficulty, defer to Karen and she will answer the question for you. She's available one time. You got to say lifeline, please, with Karen before I ask the question. We are also on a time clock so that if at any time we run out of time, I will stop the game. And who's ever winning wins the game.
Is it against the rules to manipulate space-time?
No, I would prefer against it. Now, but if you're a challenging Haney, you've got to get at least two categories right to even be eligible to get qualified for the Stones tickets. Because we had a guy a couple of months ago try to tank it and still expected to win. We'd like a competition, all right? This is not an exhibition, it's a competition. Your job is to defeat Haney. Let's play R. You smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions, what a f***ing jerk. All those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
Phones are on lockdown right now, 277-9600. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. That does not necessarily mean the first person that I pick up the phone with. You got to have a good phone connection. You got to be able to communicate properly. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly? Taking too long? You lose. Random Stan and Haney listener has to be at least 60 days since you won a prize from us. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. If you'd like to have the opportunity to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. Have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
No, sir.
Would you like to challenge Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I will give it a shot.
All right. And this is to get qualified for the Stones tickets and pick up the DVD, Bridges to Bremen. Karen's your lifeline. Say hi to Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Lisa. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa, if at any time you don't want to answer a category, you can defer to Karen one time, and it's before I ask the question. Mark Haney is here as well. Your job is to defeat him. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, and sports and leisure. Remember, we'll begin with Mark Haney, but Lisa, if Haney cannot answer the question, you have the category available. You can steal. He can do the same to you. Understood?
Yes, sir.
We begin with Mark Haney. Mark, category?
Lifeline, Karen, arts and, arts and literature.
Let's Lifeline, do it. Karen, arts and literature.
Straight off the gate, let's do this.
All right, arts in literature. You all right there with the phone there, Lisa?
Yes, sir.
Karen,
yes.
For Haney,
mm-hmm.
What did J.R.R. Tolkien start to write as a sequel to The Hobbit? The sequel to The Hobbit. The sequel to The Hobbit.
I'm going to go with The Ring.
I need the full title.
Ooh.
And a singular ink isn't going to cut it either.
I think she's very close.
She's close. No? No?
No, I can't remember the name of the ring.
All right, Lisa, you can steal.
I don't know that one.
Can I steal?
Well, you can tell everybody.
You can tell us.
Tell everybody the answer.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Lisa, category.
Let's go with sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Lisa. You all right, Lisa?
I am.
All right, let's see. Sports and leisure.
You know what? We're the last people that should comment on somebody clearing their
Yeah,
track.
I know. I know. Lisa, what decade were golf carts introduced in the United States? What decade?
I'm going to go with golf carts. The 40s?
You are absolutely correct.
All right.
In sports and leisure.
Good job, Lisa.
It was the 1940s. You're on the board. Haney, category?
Geography.
Geography for Mark Haney. In in geography, Haney, whose birthday do people of Bermuda celebrate on the second Monday in June? Whose birthday do the people of Bermuda celebrate on the second Monday in June?
The Queen.
You are absolutely correct. It is the Queen. You're on the board, Mark Haney. Lisa, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Let's go with science and nature.
Science and nature. All right, let me get to that category. Dun, 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 dun. Check. Okay. In science and nature, Lisa, what valuable product is obtained from the sturgeon? What valuable product is obtained from the sturgeon?
Is it roe?
I cannot give it to you. You're on the right track. I cannot give it to you. Haney, steel.
Caviar.
Caviar. The caviar. It's from the roe, but you have to create caviar. Gotcha. Correct, Haney, and you have control, Mark. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
History.
In history for Mark Haney. You have the category open, Lisa. If he can't get it, you can steal.
Okay.
Is that a bird in the background there?
A what?
A bird.
A bird.
Yes, it's my bird.
Is Aww. It a minor bird?
No, it's a lovebird.
Oh.
All right, Haney, history.
What's the lovebird's name?
Skittles.
Haney, what's the capital of Canada? What are we doing? History, yep. What's the capital of Canada?
That's geography.
Yeah, I know, but it's in the history category.
Ottawa.
You are correct. Ottawa. Yeah, it's in history.
Interesting.
I'm not going to complain about a bonus geography, but...
Lisa, geography, yes, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Let's go with history.
History as well. Okay, in history. Which island was Napoleon on at the time of his death?
Ooh, Mr. Carter. Ooh.
What island was Napoleon on at the time of his death? In history. Need an answer, and you desperately need at least two to qualify for the prize. 3 seconds, or I'm going to have to call you on time.
I have no
Can
idea.
Can she the... use me as a lifeline?
No, she can't. And you already have history, but what were you going to say?
Elba.
No.
It's not?
That's where he was exiled to. He died on St. Helena. He was exiled to Elba, then came back, and then you had the battle at Waterloo. Haney.
Oh, that's right. The English army had just won the war.
Entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Let's have lots of fun with arts and literature.
Arts and literature. That's the stickler. If they could do away with that
hot category. Yeah. Go ahead. Find a real stinker, Stan.
Haney, what nationality was Rembrandt? What nationality?
Dutch.
Mark Haney has done away with that category.
Woo!
You are
yes!
correct. Dutch in arts and literature. Lisa.
All right, Lisa.
Come on, Lisa.
You got
to really do this here. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
I'm going to use my lifeline for entertainment.
All right, Lisa.
All right. In entertainment, Lisa's using her lifeline. Karen, you're up.
Yes,
for Lisa.
And
this is very important. Very important, because if she gets this right,
yes,
she qualifies for the prize. Okay. I hope you know this. What is the subtitle to the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie? You know the how they have with, like, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Yes.
Yeah. What is the subtitle to the second Pirates of the Caribbean movie for entertainment? And get Lisa on the board. Much needed.
The Lost Adventure?
Incorrect. Haney, you can get entertainment.
The Black Pearl.
That is incorrect.
It's not?
It's not right?
Dead Man's Chest.
Oh, my God.
Dead Man's Chest. Haney, you have control, though. Entertainment, sports, and leisure.
Entertainment.
In entertainment for Mark Haney. Da, da, da. I don't even know if I know this. I'll give it to you, Haney. What is E.T.'s job in the Spielberg movie? What is E.T.'s job in the Spielberg movie?
Right, that's a lot of years ago.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Janitor.
Incorrect.
Lisa.
Lisa, you can steal it.
I didn't even know he had a job.
Neither did I.
What was his job?
What is E.T.'s job in the Spielberg movie?
I'm going to say doctor.
Incorrect. Botanist. Botanist.
Get out of here.
Trust me, I don't know. Lisa, you have control.
Boo.
You got this, Lisa.
Geography. Entertainment. History. Arts and literature, science and nature.
Let's go with entertainment again.
Entertainment again. La, da, da. Let's see.
I'm pissed I missed that Napoleon question. I was reading that. You know, they still got his house there. They've kept it as like a museum.
I don't want to ask that one. That is a little difficult. Who directed Jurassic Park?
Oh, my goodness.
Who directed Jurassic Park?
Oh, and I know this. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it.
You got this, Lisa.
Haney, if she doesn't get it, you get a chance to steal. Who directed Jurassic Park? I need an answer, Lisa.
Is it Steven Spielberg?
It is Steven Spielberg. It is. It is. You got entertainment.
You did it.
Good job.
Thank you.
Mark.
Can I get a bonus point for blurting out Michael Crichton?
No. Haney, entertainment, sports and leisure.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
See, I should have left it for you, Karen.
Haney,
I had to get too smart.
In entertainment. In entertainment, Haney, what South Park character has been killed the most times?
Are you kidding me?
That's the question. That's the question. I'd like the full name.
Kenny McCormick.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, in entertainment.
Would you have asked her for the full name?
Yes, I would have. Would you have known that, Lisa?
I would have.
Okay. Yes. Let me explain right now. Lisa, you have control of the board. Haney's at match point right now.
Would you ask Lisa the question, what is Kyle's mom?
No. Lisa, your categories, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Science. Go with science and nature.
Science and nature. All right, let's see. In Science and Nature, Lisa, what do the British call gasoline?
Petrol.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, sir. There you go. You're doing well. However, having said that, we are at match point for Mark Haney. The category is sports and leisure.
Does she have her two?
She has, and she has her two. She has more than two. She has three.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. For the game, Haney. I will not ask this question. Because you will say it is too easy.
Why?
No, I'm not going to ask that question.
If that's the question that's up, why do I get screwed?
Oh, that's not hard enough.
It's too easy.
What the hell is going on?
Let's see.
That's discrimination.
Yeah, it sure is, because I'm not going to ask you that. Okay, this is a good one. This would be more in the leisure end of sports.
Oh, of course it is.
Haney, what do you get by mixing ginger ale with grenadine and a cherry?
You get a Shirley Temple.
That's right. You Shirley Temple. You win the game, Haney. There's our big winner, the Shirley Temple. But Elisa, I'll tell you right now.
She played
very well. You got three correct, which qualifies you for a prize, which would be the qualifying for the Stones tickets and the DVD. However, having said that, you did not defeat Mark Haney. Mark Haney defeated you, and you must say what to my friend here?
I tried my hardest, but Haney, you are smarter than I am.
Well, you played so well, Lisa. I'm not going to do a standard outro. I'm going to pay tribute to you.
Lisa, hold on, and we'll have Rob set you up with the DVD, and you're in the running for the Stones tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Lisa, hold on.
And Lisa, this one's for you. Thank you, Karen.
This one's for you, baby.
Just like most of you, financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. K-Rock invites you to a benefit concert for cancer victims Peter Moss and Richard Beaudry. It's going to happen Saturday, June 29th at the Ranch in Fort Myers, and featuring In the Light of Led Zeppelin, a Led Zeppelin tribute band. Tickets are available now at theranchfortmyers.com. K-Rock will have your tickets coming up soon, but it's for a good cause, and you can have some nice entertainment at the Ranch Saturday, June 29th. Doors will open at 7 p.m. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Three things on the board. Let's start in North Fort Myers, where there is a crash. Del Prado Boulevard North and North Tamiami Trail. Next two are in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Alico Road and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. And the other crash in Fort Myers is in the 1800 block of Ortiz Avenue, right by Leo's tire shop.
Hey, Leo.
How to do, buddy? And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We have preached to you for years about the evils of the overly elaborate proposal.
Yep. Yes, sir. Don't do it.
Well, this one may be different, because I can't imagine how this would not be effective.
All right.
A new contest will allow one lucky person to propose to their significant other on a major internet platform.
Ooh.
YouPorn.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. I love you. You all right there, gingivitis? You okay?
I'm doing just great.
Okay. Junior, stop by to say hi. Tell everybody that he's got gingivitis.
See, I wish he had his sound effects machine so he could yell Junior in the house with that god-awful horn.
I got that. You know what? I should keep my bullhorn in here. It's got the siren and everything on it.
Yeah, party people. Junior in the house.
Yeah. Everything good there, Pyrrhea?
Yes, everything's great. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Sorry about that, folks.
Sorry.
Police believe that they've seen a woman and a dead body.
Ooh.
It turns out there's no problem. She just decided to get a head start and bring out the Halloween decorations in June.
Oh, jeez. What's cooking there, abscess?
Come on, man. Just want to say hi to the boys.
Okay, hi.
What's up, guys?
Going on a little fishing trip down the old root canal?
This is serious.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's very serious.
It's very
I'd
serious.
Be mighty afraid. There's nothing to worry about.
You know, I was reading about this the other day. And it's going on around the country because police forces are starting to get hip to the doorbell cameras.
Right.
And going around, there was one town where they were like asking people to register it so that they could get access to it quickly. That's the way things are going.
Has
cameras
Dave,
everywhere.
Has Dave hooked yours up yet?
No.
Jeez.
But, you know, if you're going to have surveillance, you should make sure that you're not the perp.
Right.
A woman is caught red-handed setting her neighbor's house on fire, the evidence courtesy of her own security cameras. And finally, Bodie McBoatface has made a major scientific discovery on his very first mission. Congratulations, Bodie. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Thank you, plaque. it's sorry. I'm sorry. It's completely uncalled for. Laughter.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It's it's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark,
Stan,
everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Firehouse Subs. I wonder if they know how to put out inflamed gums.
Yep.
You don't get us started,
but they
please.
Can get a give you a side of tartar.
Yeah. You come through everything okay, I think you get a nice plaque.
All right. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Shut that down. Just go ahead.
It's what you expect. What do you expect when he's going around outside in the parking lot, opening his mouth and saying, look at this.
It's pretty gnarly, though.
Yeah, it is.
Look at it.
Yeah, it
nobody
is.
Wants to look at it, though.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. WebMD is scaring me, man.
Don't stop going to that.
Hypochondriac.
Yep.
You know a little something about therapy.
Oh, I know about therapy.
And therapists.
Yes, sir.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear from your therapist.
Things you don't want to hear from your therapist.
Jesus, give it a rest. You got me depressed. What? It's just vodka. Want some?
Don't want to hear this from your therapist.
Yeah, top tings you don't want to hear from your therapist.
Top tings. What is it? You got a burn there? What happens when you like rinse with like scope or Listerine?
Oh,
does
it hurts.
Sting?
No, yeah. He's got a special mouthwash.
Yeah.
What is it? What's that called?
It's some big name. I don't know.
Yeah. Hold on. Chloraseptic.
They use that in the hospital, you know.
What the?
What is that? Cepacol? They use that in the hospital. That's the good stuff there. Well, I'm just going to take this bottle right home.
Right. It's yellow.
And it tastes bad, so it must be good.
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct. I am your therapist, and I was also your Uber driver last night.
Seriously, I'd like to give Dave, if we can arrange it, five free sessions with a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
We can work something out. Of course, you'd have to have the session here in the studio.
In situ. Sir, stop that. I am not a massage therapist. You know what you need?
What?
A nice vacation straight to the Dominican Republic. Oh, my God. You got a very nice lady that works here.
Mm.
And she told me a couple of weeks ago, I've got a dream vacation coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going? The Dominican Republic.
Yep.
And I'm like, don't you read?
Jeez.
Well, you can just go ahead, continue, jabber away, do what you want. It's not going to distract me from playing Candy Crush the rest of the hour.
Laugh it up.
This is why Stan didn't become a therapist.
That's right.
Little did he know that his therapy career would consist of one landmark patient that he would have to study for 30 years.
My pleasure, buddy.
I didn't even know you were doing it. Oftentimes, role play is an effective technique. For example, I like pretending I'm a competent therapist. Enough about your problems. Let's talk about my sexual attraction to jacuzzi spigots. And finally, the top thing you don't want to hear from your therapist.
Yes.
Well, you obviously have intimacy issues with your wife, which is very odd because I've always found her to be a very generous lover. And that, my friend, is the fourth arm.
Has left the building. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Nameless, although I do have her email. And it's for the best. And even if I did know her name, I wouldn't say it on the air.
Why? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Hi, Haney. I'm a local listener from Port Charlotte. I keep hearing you talk about bad relationships. I've been there, done that. I'm 59 years old. Not bad on the eyes. I'm self-sufficient and a nurse practitioner. I have my share of male friends, but wanting some good down-home companionship. If you're interested, Haney, drinks on me. Here, I'll just leave you that one.
Nurse practitioner. Yeah. I may have to look into that. Because I am falling apart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see. Let's take a quick cursory look here. Speech. Well, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Negative talk. 4,700. Okay, let's... ahoy, gentlemen. Wow, what a great speech and rally last night. What's the matter? Why are you shaking your head?
Nothing.
He's looking up his symptoms again.
Oh, yeah. When you can't close your mouth because of the inflammation, that's a cue to maybe seek some help. His enthusiasm and energy are like none I have ever seen. With all the crap he has had to put up with, would have broken the average man to his knees.
Amen.
That's one of the things people love about Trump. He gets punched and he hits back twice as hard. After the speech, I wanted to see what the leftist media was saying, and of course, it was exactly what I thought they would be saying.
Yeah, Don Lemon compared him to Hitler.
Yep, yeah. Not one positive comment. Nothing but negative talk. But what else can you expect?
And how can you be negative with what he's saying?
I know. Then you're anti-American. What else can you expect from people who want to change our way of life? We must stand strong. We must get behind our president. Yesterday, I mentioned the XR-72 being able to travel at Mach 6. So just how fast is that? Well, it's just short of 4,700 miles per hour. That's damn fast. It means that it can be anywhere in the world in the blink of an eye.
Well, yeah, for an air breather, that's just screaming.
Yep. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
We will be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney? Oh, you gotta be shit me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're gonna get you updated on traffic, and then I'm gonna tell you where Rob's show is gonna be both on Friday and Saturday. A big welcome back to Caroline. We'll tell you more about it here in just a second, but we want to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, one thing is showing up on the board. Jeez, I might be catching something from Junior. Estero. Got a crash, Corkscrew Road and Stony Brook Gulf Drive. And you are up to date. 96K Rock invites you to welcome Caroline back this weekend. Is it this weekend? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Rob's show is going to be at Fusillo Kia, Pine Island Road in Cape Coral, Friday from 10 till noon, and Saturday 11 to 1. Going to have live music out there at Fusillo Kia. Plus, Billy himself will be there. And he says he wants to give away some huge things. That's going to be this Friday and Saturday with Rob Show. Fusillo Kia, Pine Island Road in Cape Coral. Friday, 10 till noon. Saturday, 11 to 1. Huge things, says Billy Fusilla. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy.
Hey,
Tony D'Amico. Speaking up there in Cape Coral, there's Tony D'Amico, one of the oldest business establishments in Cape Coral. Doors have never closed for more than a month at a time in more than, I don't know, 30 years.
Well, you're too kind, Dan. You're too kind.
Because I do know health department has closed you down. You ran out of money. That closed you down. But I guess you could say you've been there close to 30 years. You're open for business now, right?
I will be shortly.
What are you talking about? You should be open right now, correct?
Well, just as soon as they removed the crime scene tape and they got crime all the stuff they need.
Did something happen at your restaurant?
I don't know that I can get into that. The reason I'm calling.
Wait a second. Get to the reason you're calling in a second. You just said there's crime tape at your restaurant.
Well, yeah, there is, but listen.
Wait, what crime was committed there?
That's not important. Stan.
Tony.
Stan.
What?
I need a favor.
Well, you need a favor.
Do you have D-Train's phone number?
D-Train? Hey, I got his number somewhere. What?
I need somebody that knows how to take a video off of YouTube.
What do you mean, take a video off of YouTube?
This is the send. This is deadly serious. It's going to destroy my business.
You can go. You copy the link. You post it in an email. You can go and send it around wherever you want.
I know. But how do you make it stop? How do you make it go away?
Oh, you want to take down somebody's... posted a video and you want it to be, I don't know how they, I guess you can complain. Junior, can't you complain or something to YouTube to get something taken?
You have to take it off of your account.
You have to, but it's not his account.
It's not on my account.
Is somebody, putting up something that is bad about you?
There's a video, I don't know what the exact title is, but it's something to the effect of old Cape Coral racist restaurant owner.
That would be you.
I didn't do nothing.
What does it say on the YouTube video?
But
what,
it makes me look very
bad.
Well,
tell me about it. I mean, I'll tell you about it and see if it can be taken down. I'll get a hold of D-Train. What's in the video? What did somebody shoot with their phone and post it online? What is it?
Okay. Right. I guess I'm going to have to tell you what happened.
You're going to have to tell me. You're telling me crime tape and you got a racist old man video.
I would just like to have the video taken down. That's all I want. Right. I don't want to talk about the rest of it.
Right, and the crimes. So are the two tied in, the crime tape and the video?
Stan, it's all a misunderstanding, and I don't need it in this political climate for people calling me an old racist effort.
I've known you in the past, at least, to kick people out of your restaurant, but that's neither here nor there. What's in the video?
Nobody cares about the truth no more.
What's in the video?
There is a this video.
Yes, on the YouTube.
That shows me threatening a young Spanish boy with a baseball bat. And I'm using very profane language.
Is it true? Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, the video's not doctored, if that's what you mean. But it's all out of context.
So that you're saying the video picked up after the initial actions and then just shows you with a baseball bat in your hand going after a Spanish kid?
No, I'd say the video is a true depiction of what actually happened.
Well, then what? There's nothing. There's no lie about it. Everything's legitimate.
But it's all a misunderstanding.
Take me there, Tony. When did this happen?
Okay.
Take me there. Take me there, buddy. And then maybe I'll consider calling D-Train, see if he can, because he's got a computer store.
That's the only way I see out of this.
Other than your own actions.
Because I know that every time I check the video, The numbers just keep getting bigger.
How many people have watched it?
I don't know. Right now, it's a couple of hundred.
Okay, and you want to get it off there before it's 1,000?
Well, I'd rather it was just, it didn't exist.
What's
it was
in,
about six,
take
it
me
was
there.
About, it was about 6:45 this morning.
Yes. Oh, so this happened this morning.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm in the kitchen warming things up, getting ready for the day.
Uh-huh. Warming things up. What could that be? What kind of slop you warming up? Go ahead.
I don't need it today.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm just picturing that back there. That kitchen's probably a mess. Go ahead.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done, Tony. Go ahead. So you're getting things ready this morning.
Yes, and I'm you know, I've got a checklist that I go through every morning, opening up the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Timmy thought that he was being helpful because, you know, I'm in the back in the kitchen doing all the important things, and Timmy's job is to go and straighten up the front, make sure there's nothing we missed from the night before, you know, take the chairs off the tables, all that stuff.
Right.
Well, this morning, evidently, he got the checklist out of order. He did that as somehow he thought it would save him time or something. But, you know, I've had that sign for years where it says, yes, we're open. Yeah. Sorry, we're closed.
Yeah, you flip it back and forth.
Well, he flipped it early.
For it to say, yes, we're open.
Yes, when we were not, in fact, ever legally opened.
Okay, so what time do you open it? What time do you open in the morning?
I opened at 7 this morning.
Okay.
And it's just 6:45, and I'm in the back.
All right, you're closed.
So Timmy, I guess, gets done with what he's doing in the front, wanders off, does whatever he does, you know, his habits.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? He's a mentally challenged guy, and, you know, he's got his issues.
So I don't know where Timmy was, but I'm in the back, and all of a sudden, I see a teenage boy walking into my kitchen.
Okay, probably thought you were open,
but I didn't notice, Dan.
Okay, but he did.
I thought that the door was locked with the closed sign.
Okay,
and so the teenage boy comes around into my kitchen and starts mumbling nonsense at me.
He was probably speaking Spanish.
Well, I don't speak Spanish, and I thought I heard something about give me the money.
Yeah, you heard that all right. Sure you did.
And so I grabbed my baseball bat, and I'm reading him the riot act. You know, I didn't have time to think about this.
Right.
Okay.
All right, I'm following you. There seems to be a language barrier here and a misunderstanding because of the mistake Big Tim made of putting the open sign on.
And I may not be able to speak Spanish, but I know what people are thinking. You see it in the eye.
Oh, yeah. There's Tony and his paranoia again.
Okay, well, can you translate something for me?
Well, I don't speak Spanish, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, he called me a puta.
Yeah, I can translate that.
And a lot of other things followed that. And I know that's not good.
Okay.
And so I went after him with a baseball bat, and I'm going, you son of a bitch. Nobody robbed from me, you son of a bitch. Get the, you know.
Yeah.
You can see.
Yeah.
You know, I was in the Merchant Marine.
You know how to handle yourself. You're pushing 90, and you know how to handle yourself.
And so I'm chasing him with the bat, and as he's backing up, he flips me to bird with both fingers.
Who's filming this, then? If he's flipping you the bird with both fingers, you're cussing at him with a baseball bat. Who's filming all this?
His little compadre.
Oh, he had a buddy with him.
Yeah, I didn't see him until I turned the corner.
Because the two of them just simply came in to get some scrambled eggs and bacon.
Well, that's what they claim.
That's, if it said open.
Because I finally chased him out of the restaurant. I think they're thieves.
Thieves? Thieves?
Don't you speak English?
Thieves.
Thieves.
Okay.
And then I see him go out and get in his big boat of a car, and Mama's there.
She and was probably coming in, too.
Well, I don't think she can. I mean, she can drive, but I don't think she can walk.
Right, they'd bring the food out to her.
Yeah, she looked like 450 pounds.
Okay. Where's Big Tim in all of this?
He disappeared. I told you, his habits. He disappears from time to time. We don't talk about it.
Right.
And then the next thing I know is the police roll up, followed by Mamacita and her two little mijos there.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed at the cops and I said, those kids tried to rob me. And so the cops went over and talked to them, and then they said, hey, those kids say that you were open for business and they was going in to try to get a breakfast burrito.
Yep. You got them.
And I said, sir, that's where you got them. I don't say breakfast burritos.
Oh, you don't have breakfast burritos?
No.
Oh, what do you got?
Eggs.
Okay.
Huevos.
Huevos.
I learned a lot of words today.
Yep. Okay, now what's...
And then they say, Mama Sita said she sent her two boys in for a breakfast burrito, and you went on a racist tirade.
Well, you did.
And then, you know, for a second I thought they was going to arrest me because they said you threatened these minors.
You did.
And I said, and then they say it's my fault because I admitted that Tim may have flipped the sign earlier.
Right. And you could have made it all better by going in the kitchen, whipping something up, putting it in a brown paper bag with some napkins and plastic forks and said, on the house. Could have made it all go away. Could have made it all go away. But instead, you've got crime tape. You've got YouTube videos. What?
Stan.
What?
If somebody just walked in your house, wouldn't you react the same way and protect your home and heart.
If I left the door open and it had a big welcome mat out there, and I would blame myself.
Well, good. You blame yourself. I did nothing wrong.
Okay.
I was protecting my business.
Whatever. I'll call D-Train for you, all right? I'll see if we can take it down. Is that all right?
Because I don't want it getting out. I'm some old racist.
All right. Well, you are, but don't worry about it. It's cultural and it's generational. You just haven't moved along with the times. You're still old school.
But you know what? That's not even the reason I called.
Okay. Well, it wasn't, but we got into it. What do you want?
You know, I've been thinking about you a lot lately.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
You know, over the years, we've done a lot for each other.
We sure have. I've done
most
of it.
You've done a lot for me.
I've done most of it. Yep.
And
you've done nothing. But go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know.
Yes, sir.
That Tim is already on his way. I call him an Uber.
A what?
Uber.
Uber?
Uber?
Uber.
Uber.
Okay. All right. Yes.
It's where they can pick him up and then drop him off.
I know what it is. It's an Uber.
Right.
Yep.
So,
where is he going?
He is on his way to Broadcast House.
What? What the hell for?
Because after all of that, I thought, you know what? In a time like this, you find out who your friends are.
Uh-huh.
And Stan's a friend of mine, and I had the ingredients, and I made you.
Mm.
An oversized lasagna pan
lasagna.
Of noodle kugel.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so
favorite.
Unexpected.
And you know how labor-intensive and all that is, and nobody likes to make it, but I know it's your favorite.
Yeah, a lot of eggs in that.
huevos.
Yeah, huevo, a lot of huevos.
I'm thinking about adding a breakfast burrito.
That's what I thought you had one. All right, so go ahead. Yeah, he's coming up. He doesn't need to come over, and I don't need any noodle kugel right now, Tony.
Said, you know how long it takes to make.
I know it does, and thank you. I'm going to shake his hand, take the noodle kugel. Maybe I can get him a T-shirt, K-Rock shirt.
Oh, he would love that.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's not necessary. It's just my way of saying thank you.
Well, thank you, Tony, and I hope things get back to normal at the restaurant.
And, Stan,
yeah.
I want you to know this from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what friends do for each other.
Thank you.
We do for each other, and we do this because we love.
Yeah, I know. You've got a big heart, Tony.
We don't do things for each other because we're obligated. And
deep inside, you're a good guy, and thank you.
And, Stan, you know, if it was within my power, I'd make all your dreams come true
tomorrow. I know I would. I believe that. I know.
You know I would.
I know it, Tony.
And
Thank you.
In my restaurant, you never paid for
nothing. I understand. I gotta go.
Stan, just one thing.
What's that, Tony?
And I want you to enjoy that noodle coupe.
Thank you, buddy.
That's on me, okay? Thank you.
You're the best.
I couldn't help but notice you've been mentioning lately that you might have Rolling Stones tickets.
No, Tony, we're qualified. I'm not in possession.
Just, you know, wondering on the outside chance. It's a pretty hot ticket.
Yeah, it is.
I've been a Stones fan for a long time.
Yeah, we'll probably go way back to the early 60s with the Stones, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, the people with the Stones now, maybe they think start me up or whatever. To me, I think, hey, get off of my cloud.
I go way back. Yeah, Tony, I don't have those kind of connections.
I figured, you know, in your line of work, you got access to them, and it wouldn't be nothing for you. It wouldn't cost you nothing to just slide a couple of tickets my way, and I'm sure it would be the highlight of Timmy's life. That's what buddies do for each other.
So you wanted to take Timmy to the Stones, huh? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I think it would be a big deal for him. And, I wouldn't ask you, if it was going to be any skin off your ass.
Well, it is. Frankly. I don't have Tony.
You got to do is move these tickets from this desk to this desk.
That's not the way it works, Tony, in the radio business.
And instead of giving Timmy a T-shirt, which is very nice of you, you can just hand him a little envelope with a couple of tickets in it, and nobody's the wiser.
I can't do that, Tony. I don't have Rolling Stones tickets.
Why can't you do this?
Because I'm not in control of the Rolling Stones tickets. I just read it. Somebody else has the tickets. I don't have them, and I'm not handing them out like I got a deck of cards. I don't have them.
Oh, you don't have
them. I don't.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, Stan, I didn't understand all that. Yeah, you know, this is embarrassing.
There we go.
And,
I completely understand. Thank you.
Enjoy the noodle cool.
Thank you, buddy.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Drop dead.
What? Hey, hello. What?
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine, war and peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show, taking you through your evening. So it just keeps coming at you. Where did Junior go? Is his gums all right?
Oh yeah, he's fine. He's going to pick up some food.
Oh good. Can he eat in the condition he's in?
Evidently.
Yeah. Take a look at him. Every time I see him, he's about 10 pounds heavier. let's get you updated.
You enjoy that, don't you?
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
You cruel bastard.
Only one thing on the board. It's in Fort Myers. It's a hit and run at the 13,000 block of FSW Parkway. What that means...
Oh, I thought you were going to cuss.
No. There was a hit and run in the Barber B Man parking lot. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
You hate it when I do that to you.
I know it.
This is the news, and I am me.
Mark Haney, double M-X-I-X.
And it is time now for things you didn't know. What color is a tennis ball?
Tennis ball is a fluorescent green.
Was that always the case?
No, it was not.
You know all this, don't you?
I do know all this stuff. I know tennis a little bit. I know a little bit about tennis. I know a little bit about the tennis history.
Well, I'll allow you to reminisce once I get the pertinent facts out.
All right, go ahead.
And yeah, these days, you think of a tennis ball, you think green.
Yep.
Wasn't always the case. Tennis balls were originally white.
Yep.
But they switched to that yellowish green in 1972 for television. They found that showed up better on camera.
Color TV.
Wimbledon is above television until they're not. 1986, they did away with their white balls and went like everybody else.
See, now there's a picture of the new one and the old tennis balls. Wimbledon held out the longest. And I think there is still the rule at the Wimbledon, what do they call it? The Racket and Jockey Club? I don't know where they are.
Someplace you're not allowed.
Yep. Unless you got a ticket for Wimbledon week, 2 weeks. There, they have still, I think, dress code where you have to be primarily dressed in predominant white. And if you're wearing, like, some of these players, especially the women, they'll come out wearing, like, really loud clothing, bright colors and all
that.
Yeah,
somebody like Serena looking for trouble.
They will go and tell them they have to change, that they cannot. It has to be predominantly white. And if you look at the old pictures of Wimbledon, now I'm not saying going all the way back, but I'm the Connors Borg era, McEnroe, white. White shirt, white shorts, because that was the rule.
Well, that's how you picture Connors.
That was the rule at Wimbledon. Then when they play the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadow, New York, then they'd all wear the bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
But at Wimbledon, white. Yeah, the All England Club. Thank you, Texter.
Yeah, you're not allowed there.
No.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes.
I will call you, sir, for approximately another 10 seconds. If you're still here after that, I shan't call you, sir, again.
And we'll release the hounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, reminiscing. You remember the 90s?
I do remember that. You know where we were? Right here.
Yep. Doesn't seem that long ago.
No.
In some respects, it doesn't seem that long ago, but when I bring up something like this, it does seem ancient. You remember during the 90s, there were a ton of commercials, you know, pre-cell phones, about long distance. and they had all those numbers you could call, 10-10-3-2-1.
If you were at a payphone and you wanted to go, and they'd give you the special rate, and you dial that number, and then you dial your number, and you get the special long-distance rate. I do remember that. I would say if somebody told me that, oh, that had to be back in the 80s.
Well, late 80s, yeah. Early 90s. So whatever happened to those numbers?
Went out of business.
Oh, they still exist. They may be under different companies now, but those numbers are still active.
Yeah.
For the fools that would remember them. But the whole point of those numbers is that it was supposed to be cheap long distance.
Right. Instead of going through the operator, you went through these numbers and you got a lower rate at the payphone.
And you can still do it. But if you do it now, it's not cheap long distance. They will gouge the F out of you.
Mm.
Much higher
rates.
So they're
still around.
Yeah. And I hadn't thought, well, it's not the kind of thing you would think about.
Nope.
But at one point, it was just saturated everywhere. You'd hear that.
Because you go back a decade earlier than that, I can still remember my folks having to make a long distance call. And you didn't have to go through the operator, but with Ma Bell, there were different rates.
And then you'd have to choose your carrier.
Yep. And it would, you know, $1.99 a minute, 60 cents a minute, whatever it was. And you'd have the clock on you when you were calling long distance.
Oh, my God. Thinking about that, and it's like people... doesn't mean anything to people now because they've got the cell phones, everything, you know, long distance included. It used to be when I would get the phone bill, if I had called my mom, I'd go, damn, if I'm going to call her, I better budget for it.
Yep. And it's not,
think
we're
about
not
it,
even talking about
$1.99 a minute.
We're not even talking about out of state. If it was outside.
Oh, out of state was cheaper.
If you were like calling from here over to Melbourne.
Or Cape Coral.
yeah. It was a long distance call. And the meter wasn't running.
And you'd get the phone bill sometimes and go, holy.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about how, you know, when we were starting out in this business and living on our own for the first time, one of the main things you would do is when that phone bill came in, you'd look at how much money was spent on your long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking across the country or in Europe somewhere. We're talking maybe 100 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a whole different way of life. You know Target, don't you? You like to shop at Target?
I do like shopping at the Target.
Target is a big, big corporation. How big?
How big is the Targets?
Target operates its own forensic labs located in Las Vegas and Minneapolis, where criminal justice experts and forensic scientists solve crimes that happened at Target. Wow. They have their own forensic facilities.
Then you got to assume that, you know, Walmart has one too. All your big things. But yeah, they got to, with all the stores they have and the shoplifting and crime that could happen, God forbid something worse.
They also assist law enforcement agencies when they require extra manpower or facilities. Hmm. What happens when one gets a kidney transplant?
You get a donor that's a match, and they take one out of them and put it into you.
Mm-hmm. So they would take the malfunctioning kidney out of you and put in a new one.
Yeah.
No.
What?
They say when you get a kidney transplant, in most cases, your old kidneys are not removed. They just stay there.
Hanging out.
So you end up with three kidneys.
Need at least one that's working.
Yeah, I guess they figure, well, this one isn't working well, but you put that with the new kidney,
yeah,
between the two of them, they can give you 110%.
Keep it there.
I wonder if they even keep the old kidney hooked up or if it's just baggage.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. We have a lot of doctors listening to us who know this stuff.
If that's the case, I wonder when they put the new kidney in, if you feel like you gained any weight.
Yeah, well, you probably got an extra pound there. Pound and a half.
Oh. Stan's going to notice.
Yep.
He always is.
Not going to fit into that dress with a third kidney.
Anybody that has listened to this show for any length of time knows we do not appreciate the elaborate marriage proposal.
That is correct.
But for this, we may have to make an exception because this is really something. If you thought a woman would be impressed if you were to propose to her on the Jumbotron at a baseball game, basketball game, hockey game, forget it. That's old news. There's a new contest going on now for a unique, first-of-its-kind proposal opportunity. The winner of the big contest will get to propose to their significant other on, wait for it, YouPorn, your friendly neighborhood porn site.
That's a privilege, isn't it?
Whoever wins gets to propose on a video, which will play on YouPorn for 24 hours straight, quote, in front of 20 million engaged users.
Yes, engaged.
They're proudly calling it, quote, the first ever proposal to go down on a porn site.
All right. Proud moment.
If you're interested, just stiff arm it and go to youporn.com. You have to write some essay as to why you should be the big winner on YouPorn. Good luck. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verascio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with their entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verascio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verascio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verascio ring valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big. View the entire collection of Verascio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verascio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total diamond weight stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Oh, look at this. Somebody just texted your answer. I have the old ones still hooked up. I have three and all are working.
What?
Kidney.
All of them were.
Yeah, well, they left it hooked up.
Wow. I mean, better off than you were.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
There was an online poll about 3 years ago to decide the name of a new scientific research ship in England. The name with the most votes, the big winner?
Yeah.
Bodie McBoatface.
All right.
That's the internet. Mm-hmm. That's what you get.
Yep.
The people in charge of the project went back on their word, refused to honor the poll results, and instead named the ship the RSS Sir David Attenborough. As a consolation, the name Bodie McBoatface went to a much smaller boat A tiny yellow autonomous submarine.
I'm looking at it right now. Ain't nothing to brag about.
It turns out Bodie McBoatface outkicked the coverage on this one.
Really?
Bodie's first mission 2 years ago involved traveling through 112 miles of underwater valleys in Antarctica to measure things like current and water temperature. The findings from that mission were published this week, and it turns out Bodie McBoatface made a legitimate, significant scientific discovery his first time out. Scientists analyzed the data and figured out that strong winds have been creating more turbulence under the sea. And as a result, cold water mixing with warm water and causing ocean temperatures to rise. Researchers consider it to be a major discovery which would not have happened without Bodie McBoatface.
That's great. That's good news.
The little boat that could.
Bull.
Well, that's how you have to say
it. I know.
Or people won't know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, I know women like to plan for holidays way before we do.
Yeah, they do.
Before we've even thought of it.
Because it's fun.
And it's gotten so out of whack, there are probably Christmas decorations in stores
somewhere,
now.
Somewhere.
But when you start planning for Halloween, when we're barely past Memorial Day, accidents happen. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows this better than Rachel Schmidt from Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada.
He said Schmidt.
Earlier this month, Rachel was at a yard sale when she saw a realistic-looking Halloween skeleton decoration for $2, and she just couldn't help herself.
Oh, yeah.
It was so big.
How big was it?
It wouldn't fit in the trunk. So she put it in the front seat and belted it.
Okay.
Then she went on about her day, la 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 la, shopping for groceries and left the skeleton in the car. When she came back outside, there was a police car blocking her in and an officer looking in the window. Apparently, someone, an anonymous member of the public, we can only speculate, perhaps Ms. Budinsky, had seen the skeleton and believed it was a dead body. In Budinsky's defense, she pointed out it is June and Halloween is not on anyone's mind. Rachel cleared things up with the officer and then bragged all about it on Facebook, and now she's getting lots of attention.
That she seeks.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, the surveillance camera is now ubiquitous with these doorbell cams. You're on camera everywhere you go.
Yep.
But you know what? Before you install one yourself,
have Dave do it.
Make sure, if you're going to have surveillance, that you are not a perp yourself.
Right.
59-year-old Annie Durham of Del City, Oklahoma, has been in a rip-roaring feud with her next-door neighbor over several years now. Annie would like us to know they've had, quote, drug addicts living there running in and out.
Sure, sure.
And Annie doesn't appreciate drug addicts living there.
Don't blame her.
Cops won't do nothing.
No.
So Annie took it upon herself to solve the problem in a very simple way. Since she couldn't remove the druggies, she decided to remove the house by personally burning it down.
All right!
She grabbed a rag, wrapped it around a stick.
Oily rag.
set it on fire with lighter fluid, and threw it into the drug den. Firefighters were able to put out the fire, but the home was pretty much gutted. Mission accomplished, right?
Yeah.
Well, Annie has tons of security cameras because of the druggies.
Damn right.
And when the police asked Annie very politely if they could look at her surveillance, well, she is a GD law-abiding citizen. Of course you can look. And when they looked at the surveillance that Annie provided to them,
yeah,
they could clearly see Annie on her own cameras setting the house next door ablaze.
Yeah.
Now, is there any reward for Annie for finally running off them druggies?
Probably not.
No, she was arrested for second degree arson. Things don't make sense in Annie's world.
No.
She'll be the first to tell you she deserves a GD medal. Yeah. And that's the news.
There
for
he is.
Today,
Little Muggy Haney telling it.
June 19th.
Like
Double MXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is. Little Muggy Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
I believe one of her quotes was, "They ought to throw me a parade."
We'll be back.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
You sure you want to give something like that away before we get to do it?
No, I don't know about that.
I think we should keep it quiet.
I think a lot of people do it because I go online.
Yeah, but you should keep it quiet.
And I see where you can buy all the stuff
for
it.
Yeah, and then those people are going to be mad at you.
They won't know where I'm going. Hi, everybody.
What?
Rob Show coming up
at 6
o'clock.
Why didn't you tell me the mic was on?
The mic is on. And I'll tell you, man, that's our next thing.
I can dig it.
Yeah, man. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow. Because they won't know where I'm going. I know where all the good spots are. Let's get you updated on traffic one last time for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A couple of things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Have an accident. Slater Road and Bayshore Road. And this one showing up in Fort Myers. It's a crash. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road right by Touch of Italy. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
There's too many different kinds of condoms now. It's ridiculous. It used to be a rack. Now it's a whole wall. You know, there should only be two kinds. It should be lubricated, non-lubricated. That should be the end of it. I don't even know who the hell's buying a non-lubricated condom. It's like locking your brakes up on the freeway. Brings a whole new meaning to burning rubber. They got colors and scents now. Who cares what color a condom is? Yeah. Hey, it's blue. Now it's not. Hey, it's blue. Now it's not. Woohoo! Sex is so much more fun now with the colors. Before, this was all boring and tedious. Now it's an adventure through the rainbow. And scents? What the hell are you smelling a condom for, ladies? We got a condom on. Get your nose away from it, okay? Time is of the essence. The boys suffocate. But y'all start asking questions, don't you, ladies? Why is he all soft? Well, he ran out of air, Miss Talkie. Let's put a bag over your head and see how long you stay alert.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, Tony D'Amico. Speaking up there in Cape Coral, there's Tony D'Amico, one of the oldest business establishments in Cape Coral. Doors have never closed for more than a month at a time in more than, I don't know, 30 years.
Well, you're too kind, Dan. You're too kind.
Because I do know health department has closed you down. You ran out of money. That closed you down. But I guess you could say you've been there close to 30 years. You're open for business now, right?
I will be shortly.
What are you talking about? You should be open right now, correct?
Well, just as soon as they removed the crime scene tape and they got crime all the stuff they need.
Did something happen at your restaurant?
I don't know that I can get into that. The reason I'm calling...
Wait a second. Get to the reason you're calling in a second. You just said there's crime tape at your restaurant.
Well, yeah, there is, but...
There.
It's not important. The reason I'm calling, Dan...
Tony!
You know, I've been thinking about you a lot lately.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
You know, over the years, we've done a lot for each other.
We sure have. I've done
most of
it.
You've done a lot for me.
I've done most of it. Yeah.
And,
you've done nothing. But go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know.
Yes, sir.
That Tim is already on his way. I call him an Uber.
A what?
Uber?
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 Uber.
Uber.
Okay. All right. Yes?
It's where they can pick him up and then drop him off.
I know what it is. It's an Uber.
Right.
Yep.
So,
where is he going?
He is on his way to Broadcast House.
What? What the hell for?
Because after all of that, I thought, you know what? In a time like this, you find out who your friends are.
Uh-huh.
And Stan's a friend of mine. And I had the ingredients. And I made you an oversized lasagna pan
lasagna.
Of noodle kugel.
Oh! I don't need any noodle kugel right now, Tony.
Sam, you know how long it takes to make?
I know it does, and thank you. I'm going to shake his hand, take the noodle kugel. Maybe I can get him a T-shirt, K-Rock shirt.
Oh, he would love that.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's not necessary. It's just my way of saying thank you.
Well, thank you, Tony, and I hope things get back to normal at the restaurant.
And, Stan,
yeah.
I want you to know this from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what friends do for each other.
Thank you.
We do for each other, and we do this because we love.
Yeah, I know. You've got a big heart, Tony.
We don't do things for each other because we're obligated.
Deep inside, you're a good guy, and thank you.
And, Stan, you know, if it was within my power, I'd make all your dreams come true tomorrow.
Thank you, buddy.
I know I would.
I believe that. I know.
You know I would.
I know it, Tony.
And thank you. In my restaurant, you never paid for
nothing. I understand. I gotta go.
Stan, just one thing.
What's that, Tony?
And I want you to enjoy that noodle coupe.
Thank you, buddy.
That's on me, okay?
Thank you. You're the best.
I just, I couldn't help but notice... You've been mentioning lately that you might have Rolling Stones tickets.
No, Tony, we're qualified. I'm not in possession.
You know, wondering on the outside chance. It's a pretty hot ticket.
Yeah, and, it is.
I've been a Stones fan for a long time.
Yeah, we'll probably go way back to the early 60s with the Stones, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, the people with the Stones now, maybe they think start me up or whatever. To me, I think, hey, get off of my cloud.
I go way back. Yeah, Tony, I don't have those kind of connections. I don't have...
But, you know, I figured, you know, in your line of work, you got access to them, and it wouldn't be nothing for you. It wouldn't cost you nothing to just slide a couple of tickets my way, and I'm sure it would be the highlight of Timmy's life. That's what buddies do for each other.
You wanted to take Timmy to the Stones, huh? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I think it would be a big deal for him. And, I wouldn't ask you, if it was going to be any skin off your ass.
Well, it is. Frankly. I don't have Tony.
You got to do is move these tickets from this desk to this desk.
That's not the way it works, Tony, in the radio business.
And instead of giving Timmy a T-shirt, which is very nice of you, you can just hand him a little envelope with a couple of tickets in it. Nobody's the wiser.
I can't do that, Tony. I don't have Rolling Stones tickets. You think
why
I got to?
Why can't you do this?
Because I'm not in control of the Rolling Stones tickets. I just read it. Somebody else has the tickets. I don't have them, and I'm not handing them out like I got a deck of cards. I don't have them.
Oh, you don't have them?
I don't.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, Stan, I didn't understand all that. Yeah, you know, this is embarrassing.
There we go.
And,
I completely understand. Thank you.
Enjoy the noodle cool.
Thank you, buddy.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
Drop dead.
What? Hey, hello. What?
Blue skies. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.